Now, of course, the first songs that my father ever heard was long before there was radio. They was just getting light bulbs out there in that part of Oklahoma. So they didn't have the radios or the record players, and people sat around like they'd been doing for countless generations, just singing the old songs, you know. And the first songs my father ever heard was the ones that his mother, my grandmother, would sing him when he was just a little kid. And later on in life, he had some thoughts about that, and he wrote it down. It was a sort of a song, but if he had a tune to it, it went with him. He couldn't write music, so it left with him. And it just sat there, words on a piece of paper. Till about 2 years ago, when my old friend Janice Ian got a hold of the lyrics and put a little tune to it and brought a song to life. And I just thought it was so pretty, I thought I'd sing it for you tonight. It goes something like this. If I could only hear my mother sing again, if I could hear you now as easily as then, all the friends and family would sing along with me, set your spirit free. In my heart, I hear you sing again. Every note is natural as then. And when I sing those songs to family and friends, in my heart, I hear you sing again. I know the troubled times have turned your hair to gray, and all the tears and sorrows followed to your grave. But deep within the heart of hunger, there were always melodies passed from you to me. In my heart, I hear you sing again. Every note is natural as then. And when I sing those songs to family and friends, in my heart I hear you sing again. And it's a long, long road I've come since my mother's voice was heard. But the child I can't outrun still hangs on every word. In my heart, I hear you sing again. Every note is natural as then. And when I sing those songs to family and friends, in my heart, I hear you sing again. In my heart, I hear your voice again.